The Gordon Swindler Show, with a couple of guest presenters. One of whom you can probably hear rustling in the background, he being Dickie Dippinson from Shap.
Is that rustling? No, I don't get in the wrong if it's rustling. No, my sheep, I leave them in the field. If anyone comes and tries to rustle them from us, I'll have them like.
Must be Von Keitel then that's rustling.
Oh,
looking on rather bemused, from Radio 1, from the telly. Oh, he's been in all sorts. He's even been a cartoon green alien in, what was it called, Space Pirates?
It was Space Pirates, yes.
It's Dominic Byrne.
It's a pleasure to be here. I have no idea what's going on, is all I want to say very quickly.
Join the club.
Yeah, I'm next to somebody called Dippy, who, as far
no,
as
no,
I'm
no, concerned... Dickie.
How dare you call me Dippy? I was quite normal. No, it's Dickie. No, it's all right. I'll go gentle on you, son. It's all right. Don't worry.
We've already had contact on facebook.com/GordonSwindlerShow celebrating your arrival, Dickie, with the words dip, dip, dip.
Oh, that's grand, that
is. We're going to have a look through the news. In a Radio 1 style,
yes.
You have the Heather Wainwright gospel.
Of course, yeah, absolutely.
Including the bloke that nicked the stuff in the snow and then...
found under his bed, yeah.
But you've got one or two other stories for us, haven't you?
Would you like me to get straight into it?
Go for it. What we don't like
this
is hanging
brilliant.
About.
Well, sure, OK.
Would you like to do it over a Radio 1 style music bed?
I'd do it over anything you want, Gordon. Very Radio 1. Thanks very much.
This is drum and bass, I think, or
is
hip-hop.
It?
It might be hip-hop, I'm not sure.
OK, well, here I go. A vicar who calls himself Heaven's Angel has celebrated setting the inaugural world record for a motorcycle hearse. He was clocked at over 140 miles per hour on an airfield runway. The Reverend Ray Biddis, who's 57, had to reach a speed of more than 80 miles per hour at Elvington Airfield near York in a specially built trike hearse to be recognised by the Guinness Book of Records. Which is nice, isn't it?
Yeah, well, in many ways, I can see why somebody would want to be carried to their final resting place on a trike.
Yes.
I mean, presumably, I mean, this is something you could diversify into with your quad bike, Dickie.
Oh, I could maybe get among a bit trike. No. Well, actually, my quad bike is kind of like a trike at the minute because front wheel fell off and now it went off down in the dike and I've never found it yet. So
you'd be all right going to, a funeral as long as you're allowed to drive around in circles?
I try not to go out at funerals, to be honest with you. I just hear that they're happening and I just go, I've got too much to do. Doing a temporium, do you know what it is? So I send my respects and so usually send like a bottle of dip for the people that are there to go and get among. Do you know what
Fair
I mean?
Enough, yeah. Elsewhere in world news.
I honestly didn't understand anything he just said.
He just said yes, but
did he?
Slightly longer.
It's all right, because I was not understanding what you were saying, either.
Okay. Cornish pasties, Gordon, are going to be used to power cars after a green fuel firm announced plans to use them to make biodiesel, apparently. Green Energy is going to use pasties, pies, crisps and other food waste that would otherwise have gone to landfill and extract the oil they contain. That will be blended with diesel sold at petrol stations.
This isn't something off Space Pirates. This isn't pasty power, is it?
This is real. This is real. There's a company in Lincolnshire, apparently, going to invest £50 million into it. Seriously.
I've got me doubts.
They don't need to do that. They can just get a bit of super clarity dipping out in it because, you know, that stuff will power anything.
Yeah,
no,
well,
I run all tractors on that. I was running them on red diesel for a bit like, but no, a bit of super clarity. It's not just dip, you know. You can run engines on it.
Believe it or not, just as there are people here who don't understand what either of you are saying,
really?
One way or the other.
Okay, yeah.
We might well try and put the subtitles up on CFAX later on.
Yeah.
Or we might just not bother.
OK.
Many people will not have heard of super clarity. That is about to change. But I must tell you, Dickie, that you are in the company not just of a TV and radio regular, but also something of a musician.
Hello, people of Carlisle. Yay! My name is Greg James. This is Dave, and that is Dom.
Hello.
Carlisle, this is for you. OK. Radio 1, my love, is complete.
Now, this is something that you did on Monday?
Yes, we did, Monday. Myself, Greg James and Comedy Dave from the Chris Moyle Show, we took ourselves to Carlisle.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, that city.
Carlisle, I should say.
Carlisle.
To the bandstand. Yep. Now, we thought there were going to be five or six, possibly seven people there, you know, hanging about.
Don't tell me there were eight.
200 people were turned out, and we honestly didn't really know what to do. So we, as may be evident, made it up as we went along. Instead of Kumbaya, it was Cumbria.
Very clever.
You see what we did?
That.
We just changed it at the end. And we had a lovely time, and everyone was very friendly. Very, very friendly, and we very much enjoyed ourselves.
Well, while we're talking about making music, I should let you know that the gentleman to your left has become something of a YouTube phenomenon with stuff like this.
It makes the thickest bluish smoke they've ever seen. It's grand stuff, like.
If anyone's listening from Radio 1, I would like to go home now, please.
They were not allowed.
You can't go on because you're getting all sorts of lovely messages from people on the text system, 81333, starting message with the word Cumbria. Bridget says, oh, I love Dippy's song. It's absolutely fabulous. I used to know somebody called Dippy. It's not Dippy, it's Dicky. And we've got Jamie saying, Harry, Dicky lad, how's it going? Nice to hear you on the wireless, I was telling you. And several from various concerned listeners, people worried about your mental health, Dom.
Mine? Saying, oh, my goodness.
Saying, please, can you reassure him that everything will be OK?
Do you know, it's fine. And genuinely, it's a pleasure to be here and to meet somebody as amazing as Dicky.
Oh, thanks very much.
To be honest with you.
I'd say the same, but I know that some of you lot were out last night getting drunk. I've got a bone to pick, actually, with some of you guys from down in that London,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because I got up this morning, I thought, I've not got out yet, so I was ligging in bed. The first time ever, I thought I'd have a bit of a lie-in. And then I thought, oh, no, and Gordon was on the phone saying, are you going to come down to Dwyer's? I said, aye. So I got up, anyhow, and I went outside. And what did I see inside at barn but spray-painted the words in huge letters like Chris Moyles was here, and I don't know if you can get away with that sort of thing down in that London, but up here, no, it's not good. So that's my gripe for day, like.
Dickie, I have to just tell you that was not Chris. He was not graffiti or vandalising anything, honestly, on your property. He wouldn't do that. Well, he wouldn't do it to somebody like yourself.
Well, I don't know, see, because you had gates get into where the barn is. That was left open, and you know most folk that leave gates open is city folks, like. So No, you would be covering his back, wouldn't you? Because that's what you're supposed to do, yeah, like mates and that, thinking it's all funny to come up here and pick on us Cumbrian folk. But no, it's fine. I'll have a word with him if I catch up with him. Just get him warned, like.
I will pass that on to him.
I think you might use another well-known Cumbrian phrase. If you just tell him that if he carries on with such behaviour, he will indeed be persona non grata.
Well, exactly.
Which is a phrase they quite often use in the chat. Yes. This seemed a very apt time to play this. You've been hearing what's going on. Well, the texts are coming into 81333. One saying, Dominic, can you have Dicky on click as a guest presenter, please? Claire in Bromley must be listening online, I guess, saying, hiya, Gordon. Hello, Dom. I absolutely love Dom on Radio 1.
Well, hello.
And loving the show already.
Oh, thank you very much. That's very nice.
Well, hello, Claire. Ryan in Chorley says, have you got a webcam? I would love to see the panic on Dominic's face. We have got a webcam. If you get yourself onto bbc.co.uk/Cumbria, on that there interweb, you'll be able to see, I think probably as near as you will see, to blind panic in a man's eyes.
BBC Radio Cumbria.
The Guide.
Right, Dom, this is where you start earning your corn. This is where we tell folk what's going on around the spot.
Can I say, I love this already. I've had a quick look at what is on, and there is a lot on. Would you like us to do it now, Gordon?
Carry on. Right. In your own style and
okay,
time.
Sure. Keswick Community Choir meet every Wednesday in term time from 7 till 9 p.m. at the drop-in centre on Heads Road. They meet for tea, but not just tea, Gordon. They have cakes and the chance to sing some new work and choral variations of a wide range of pieces. New members are always welcome. Always. In Greenodd, there's a coffee evening with plants.
See, I think you could have sold it a bit more on the cake angle there.
What do you think?
Anyway, carry on.
No, it's great.
What's happening in Greenodd?
There's a coffee evening and they've got plants there, as well as cake stalls. That's been organised by the Greenodd and District Horticultural Society. That's open from 7:15 p.m. in the Village Hall. Tickets cost 60 pence for adults and children 20 pence.
So it's a bit of a day and night out then.
It's nothing, is it? I mean, that's amazing. There's plants there as well. Did
Fantastic.
I mention that? And in Kendal, Aglo International meets at the Heaves Hotel at 7:15 in the evening. The guest speaker, of course, will be Tina Thompson. You familiar with her work?
Was she the one that did Nutbush City Limits?
Tina Turner. And in Carlisle, at the Botcherby Community Centre on Victoria Road, the Exploring Buddhism meeting begins at 7:15. John Bauer from Harnham will give a talk and meditation.
The Guide
on BBC Radio Cumbria.
I have to say, Dom, for a first stab, that wasn't bad, that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Gordon.
I thought you did all right there.
Thanks for it. Well, do you know, there's a lot on.
Absolutely. Well, there always is.
Always is.
But, I mean, 60 people, 20p for kids, you know, that's a mortgage, isn't it?
That's nothing, is it? That's
it's
amazing.
A mortgage in Greenodd.
Yeah, is it? Can't take a word for it.
We were talking to your gaffer last night, if I might refer to Chris Moyles, BBC Radio 1
yes.
presenter.
That's it. Yeah.
By such a step. And he was revealing that he used to work with the chap who's on After Us.
The Mike Parr Breakfast Show.
Carlisle United, our story of the week on the
Subject of Floppy the Lamb. You've got a lovely picture that somebody sent in, Dominic.
Yeah, this has come from Mike Ashton, who's he said, I saw this and thought of you. He's done a very, very clever thing with the word you. He's put E-W-E, because that's like a sheep. And it's a picture
it means,
of...
It means yow dicky.
I know, that's what I was thinking, is a you.
Yow dicky, sorry.
It's a yow, thanks.
In fact, they look like Charolais Gimmers to me.
It's very nice.
Yeah, it's going to look a bit Herdwick to me.
No.
I mean, as somebody who obviously isn't familiar with the world of sheep, they are sheep, aren't they?
They are sheep.
Right.
Yeah, they are. But, I mean, that's like saying, you know,
what?
Elvis Presley is a singer.
Right.
Well, he isn't now.
No,
but you know
he
what
was.
I mean. You know what
Could
I'm
you
coming
analyse a little bit more for me, Dominic?
Well, they, I mean, breed-wise, I think, have you gone Charolais? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not sure. It's a bit of a grainy printout. I don't know what second printer they're using.
It's nice, though. It's a sort of a tape cassette recorder from possibly, you know, the late 80s on a style. With a load of sheep in the background, representing
late 80s.
Radio 1's Big Weekend, of
that's
course.
That's state of the art up
here. Is it? Okay, I apologise.
Well, what do you think everybody's listening on right now?
That's my ghetto blast. I've not seen that since I was little. I've not been booked up when some fella gave us that. Oh, I missed it. Wherever that photograph was taken, can you just send us link and stuff, whoever it was that sent it, because I was going to have to get out there and pick that up. I've been missing that since I was little.
We've also got several texts coming in on the text service, which is probably as good a place as any for them to arrive, really, isn't it, rather than by pigeon. Grand is out here, Dickie, on radio. Giddamang it, says one. Alfred Bogweasel has been on. He says, how do go? Tell Dickie, as bookraking clad with a bulldozer. And ask Dom if the turnips have struck down south yet. Yeah, I mean, are your turnips up?
Are my turnips up? My turnips are... Yes, they are up. Are they meant to be up?
Your turnips look like they've curdled from here, Tom.
Do they?
It doesn't look so well.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping my turnips will be up and won't be cuddling.
Yeah, fair dues. And I think that's probably the best we can hope for. Dickie Dippinson, Dominic Byrne, Gordon Swindlehurst. And this is Built to Last by Melee. I mean, to be honest with you, I think it's all going very well so far. Then again, I mean, you know how low my expectations are.
BBC Radio Cumbria. Traffic and travel.
It's 12:29. You're listening to BBC Cumbria. Let's find out what's happening on the roads with Simon Tenby.
Thanks very much. The M6 on the northbound side, the exit slip road with... BBC Radio Cumbria.
Now let's get the 12:30 headlines
from Heather Wainwright.
Nick Clegg has promised that the Liberal Democrats will take a more muscular...
Sorry, we were just having a bit of a chat there about...
Don't let me interrupt you.
No. Well, Dominic's got a question. Can I introduce you to Dominic Byrne?
Hi, Dominic.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Lovely to meet you.
You too. You sound like a proper weather forecaster.
Yeah, does he?
Another one filled.
That's teeth.
I get quite a lot of grief on the Chris Moyles Show on Radio 1 for not necessarily having the most factually correct weather.
Really?
But essentially it's difficult because you're predicting the future, aren't you?
Yes.
And it's a skill and an art form.
You need the right equipment. You need the seaweed, crystal ball.
Exactly.
And a good pointing arm.
As you are an expert, and obviously the reason why I'm here in Carlisle, is for Radio 1's Big Weekend. Lots of people have been asking what the weather will do for Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
Do you know what the weather will do yet?
Well, I'll stick my neck out and say you can expect a shower or two on Saturday.
Yeah.
But there will be some brightness in between. It's not going to be a washout by any means. And Sunday looks drier altogether.
I can just say as well, shower-wise, I mean, it's not just your guesswork that's suggesting this. Dickie, I mean, you've spotted one or two telltale signs that we're going to get some rain.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, I was coming in this morning, seeing all cuddies in the field, they were all ligging down. So that's a good sign that we're going to get quite a bit of wet coming down, eh?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I mean, you heard it here first, cuddies all ligging down. So
there
it only
go.
Means one thing. Paul, just stick with us for a sec.
Uh-huh.
Dom, just remind us, Saturday.
Yes.
When it's going to be raining and God
knows what. Well, a bit of drizzle, according to Paul, yeah.
Who's on at the big gig?
Well, the big gig, Radio 1's big weekend. I mean, the lineup
is Jan Gut Weekend, aye.
What's a pardon?
Jan Gut Weekend.
That's what we call it. I mean, the lineup is incredible. It's probably our best lineup as well. Foo Fighters on the Saturday, along with the Black Eyed Peas, Tiny Temper, Chase and Status, Plan B, Ellie Goulding. Are you a fan of Ellie Goulding at all, Dickie?
Oh, it's Ellie Goulding. She's got quite a nice voice. I do like that Jason Status as well. He's all right.
Yeah. It's Chase and Status, but yeah, sure.
Chase and Status.
That's right. But on the
Sunday. No, is it?
Yeah.
On
the Sunday, My Chemical Romance, Lady Gaga. It's probably up your street, Dickie.
I don't know her. I know that Lady Gaga. I was looking forward to go and see the, what they called again, the Food Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
A good Food Fighter, always worth going to see.
Yeah, and the vaccine. I mean, do you know what? The lineup is brilliant. It really is. Absolutely brilliant. If you haven't got a ticket, it is worth saying that obviously the coverage will be on Radio 1. Which I'm sure Dickie is a massive Radio 1 fan anyway.
Well, not now his wireless is in a field somewhere among all them sheep.
Well, that's true.
Well, then off with it, like.
One thing that was pointed out last night was that perhaps Dickie could record one or two tracks using a certain instrument. We'll come on to that in a moment.
Okay.
But we've had an email here from Gareth at the County Council.
Yes, we have. He says, again, I have no idea what this means. We're all big fans of Dickie here and think his next single should be Pimp Methera Tethera Tan Yan by Manfred Gadgey.
No, that sounds like a song
not,
and a half.
I've no idea if I've just sworn or not, and if I apologise if I have.
No, it's just counting, son. It's all right.
It's a what?
It's counting. You know, how do you say it down in... I'm not good with me foreign tongue, like, but down in that London, I say 1, 2, 3...
Yeah.
4, and it goes on till, it just goes on.
Right.
But up here, it's Yan Tan Tethera, Methera Pimp Sethera, Leathera Hovera Dovera Dick. Right?
Right.
Did you get all that?
No.
They should have listened first time. Right, so, and 15's bum feet, and 20's bigot.
15 is bum feet?
Bum feet.
Right, I have no idea what's going on.
No, I'm just teaching you, I'm just learning you how to count from.
Yeah, exactly. You're being taught how to count sheep.
Right.
They need to get themselves proper diction. Honestly. No, I think a bit later, I reckon I should teach you how to, like, at least say hello and how's it going and that sort of thing. So when you got it good weekend,
then
you'll be all right and you can go on stage and, like, you'll be able to talk to Martin Falk up
there. I mean, thankfully, Paul Mooney has listened to this and understands every word.
I'd just like to assure Dominic that he's not alone. it's an education.
Listen, as I said earlier, there was a suggestion among that Radio 1 crowd that Dickie should not just play his recordings on the piano. We've got his latest track laid down for you, coming up later in the show, but also perhaps diversify into an instrument of which you are a dab hand, the ukulele.
Yes, if you use the words dab hand loosely, yeah.
Well, this lot certainly are dab hands when it comes to the uke. They are, of course, the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain. This is Kate Bush, as you won't have heard of for some time. Dominic Byrne is with me from Radio 1. Lots of messages coming in for you.
Oh, that's very nice.
Most of them understanding the predicament you're in.
Yeah, I'm deeply confused but enjoying myself.
Yeah, somebody suggested that they think they're listening to a sketch off Shooting Stars.
Right, OK. It is a bit.
Indeed. Quite a few of you offering you curry.
Curry?
Yeah, are you a curry man?
Well, we were talking on the Chris Moyle show this morning about possibly going for a curry tonight, because we haven't had a curry yet since we've been here. We do like to go for a curry, if possible. So if anyone knows of a decent curry place in the Carlisle area, then that would be nice.
Just make sure they get some of that head tackle. Get some of that head tackle, some pompadoms and some of that mango jam to go with it. It's grand stuff, that, like.
We will look out for mango jam. Thank you very much.
It's good stuff, yeah. Sharon from Appleby's been on that say, I'd love to hear Dickie doing Fresh Princess Shap. Well, we're not playing the Fresh Princess Shap today, but we do have his latest disc for you coming up later in the show. She also says, see you on Sunday, Dom. I'm just brushing off my wellies now. That's Sharon in Appleby.
Thank you, Sharon. See you Sunday.
Dominic is a guitarist in a folk band which applied to the Eurovision, says Ryan in Chorley.
This is very true. I'm in a folk band with Comedy Dave, again, from the Chris Moyle show, called Folk Face. That's the name of our band. And we met Andrew Lloyd Webber, Lord Lloyd Andrew Sir Lloyd Webber. And we weren't deemed good enough to represent the UK in the Eurovision Song Contest, which was a shame.
It is a shame. I'm not saying who I'd have in there, but what are you doing tomorrow, Dickie? You could perhaps get yourself... Where is it this year? Luxembourg, isn't it?
It's Dusseldorf, I think, isn't it?
Mm.
Oh, well, tomorrow. Do you want me to go to Dusseldorf tomorrow? No, I was off. I was looking at the little red light on the wall. I thought you'd caught one of their magical fire pixies, because they're all over the spot, honestly. No.
I mean, you'll have noticed in your time up here, Dominic, this week, that shutting gates is
very
a big
important.
Priority.
Yeah, very important. I've walked over a sheep field only yesterday, and we shut all the gates that we needed to shut, just like I said.
I would say that because I'm sat here.
No, no, we did. It's very important, isn't it? Because you obviously have to shut the gates.
You're a good lad. You're good yarns in, eh?
Thank you. Thank you, Dickie.
If I come to that London, I'm sure I'll shut all doors.
Let's stop the loving. Hey, you know, it's all nice, and we're all friends, but, you know, it's getting a bit cosy, this, isn't it? We've had one or two more texts in. I was going to say emails then. You see, I'm confused now, Dickie. We've had a suggestion from... who's this from here? Andy. He's saying, if Dom wants a curry, me and Cragger gan to the Waterloo and then back to the Fox to test a few lagers. We've also had...
Thank you very much.
Oh, Charles on saying, where's Robert Bell when you need him? Ah, well, keep listening, because Robert Bell will be moving among you later on. The farmer of my acquaintance, Robert Bell of High Fell, will be getting his take on life later on as well. And Liz says, Gordon, what kind of medication are you going to give Dom to help him recover from this? He's a staunch chap. He'll be absolutely fine. And as I said earlier, I've got a T-shirt at home with Cumbrian sheep counting on it, Yantan, Medra, Pedra, Feather, 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 Feather,
yes.
Which I'll fish out for you and give
Please
it to you.
Please do. I would love to have... I can't repeat what you just said, because I don't know what it means still. But
I couldn't repeat what I just said. I was listening.
I'd love to have that T-shirt. Thank you very much.
We'll see what we can do. One other thing that I will give you as well.
Yeah.
Have you got one of them iPhones?
I haven't got an iPhone myself, actually.
But no. Have you got something similar?
Yeah, something similar.
Have you got a computer at home?
I have,
because I've got this new app. It's basically, you know, you've got like Guitar Hero or stuff like that, where you can air guitar along.
Yeah.
I've got an even better one.
In the 1960s, there arose a collective of men, strong in arm and mind, who were to bestride the world like no others for four decades and more. From the very earth of these islands, they hewed a style none could emulate, carving a place in the nation's hearts. And now you too can become a rock god. Simply pick up the electric guitar thingy, put on a neckerchief, and grind along to such classics as Combine Harvester, Drink Up E-Zider, and When the Common Market Comes to Stanton Drew. For now, through the miracle of electronic technology, you too can be a Wurzel.
Slip inside the eye of your mind. At least not today, my babby.
I've never said this before in my life, but that was the Wurzels with Don't Look Back in Anger.
What do you mean you've never said it before? You must play that every week,
on that
Radio 1.
It's weird. We haven't played the Wurzels, which obviously that's our mistake, and perhaps we should be playing the Wurzels.
I would look to be rectifying that post-test. We've had more of your comments coming in. Lots of folks saying how much they're enjoying things and sending you their best. Tim has been on saying, hey up, Gord, Dickie and Dom, a better month's wage at Radio Jan's good weekend. We'll be down south next year after today's show. thanks for that. And also, can you tell Dickie he's a big fave with those big city girls? And if he needs any help with dipping, he can just ask. So says Dewdrop in Carlisle.
Oh, there's always lots of dipping to the air, so anyone that wants to come down and give us a hand is always welcome down at Emporium. You know how it goes.
So long as they shut the gates. Also, this is an idea. I might drop this one as well. It's Andy the bathroom fitter here. He's saying, as a member of his own folk group, I'm sure Don would appreciate the Lancashire Hot Pots. Have you come across the Lancashire Hot Pots?
I haven't, although I am always on the lookout for new folk talent.
Right, I'll tell you what let's do.
All right.
This isn't folk, this is Curtis Mayfield. I'm going to play this, and I'm going to see if I can dig out the particular track that Andy, the bathroom fitter...
Yeah.
Although other bathroom fitters are available.
Of course, we don't want to just specify Andy. I mean, Gary could do it, couldn't he? Probably, or Nigel.
No, I don't think Gary fits. Does Gary fit bathrooms?
I don't know. I've not got a bathroom. No, I just washing the yard. I just get holes on it, so I don't know.
Yeah, looking forward to a good weekend. And presumably, it being the reason you're up here, you're hugely looking forward to it, Dom.
Absolutely. And like I said before, the lineup is probably the best lineup we've ever had. What we did last year when it was in Bangor is that we came up the week before and we all sort of lived together in a cottage and did the shows from there, which is what we're doing again this year, which is really good because it means we can then go out sort of in the week. I can meet people like yourself, Gordon, and Dickie. We've been to...
It's not necessarily a good thing.
Not necessarily a good thing, but it's an educational thing. But we played cricket, went down to Carlisle Cricket Club the other day, which was fantastic. We've done a bit of lawnmower racing. which I think everyone should have a go at, generally speaking. And we went to the bingo last night as well, which is one of the funniest nights I've ever had in my entire life. It was very addictive. And everybody, without fault, everybody has been really friendly. I mean, properly, really friendly, very welcoming. You get the sense that everybody is, you know, very geared up for the event of the weekend.
Well, I'm sure they are. I mean,
no, they really are.
You know, big weekend does what it says on the tin, really, doesn't it? Absolutely loving this show. Says one text, can you ask Dom if Dickie can perform at Jan Big Weekend? He'd be the headline act. I'm sure he would.
He probably would.
But also Andy the bathroom fitter, you remember, got in touch a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
To say, as a member of his own folk group, I'm sure Dom would appreciate Emo by the Lancashire Hot Pots.
No, my mate Jeff, I've known him for years.
Now, you see, I'm sitting in the studio here with two lads,
yeah.
One of whom is Dominic Byrne from That Radio 1, who's thinking, what on earth is this all about? Because it's from the far north, from Lancashire.
It is Lancashire, yeah, absolutely.
And I've got another fella sitting to my right thinking, what the hell's these lads on about, the soft southerners?
No, it's going on about that emo stuff, isn't he? No, I've seen this new style that's going on amongst youngsters in the middle of the street and walking about now. It looks like they've got dead crows on their heads instead of having haircuts now. They're walking out as tightest little trousers you can get on. I think that sucks all blood out of its feet. And they're walking about these dead crow wings flapping in front of their eyes looking all depressed, honestly. But they just wants to get a mangit and cheer up a bit, I reckon.
Get a mangit and cheer up a bit is probably the way of looking at it. But of course, we'll have more on not just My Chemical Romance, but the other turns who are going to be strutting their stuff at Yongut Weekend in, the next hour of the Gordon Swindler Show.
BBC Radio Cumbria. Traffic and travel.
Yeah, Kevin Fernio up 225, who it was revealed last night once worked with your mother, Chris Moyles.
Yes, he did. They were at Stoke together, am I right, I think?
Yeah, I think that's what they said.
Yeah, huh? Absolutely, yeah.
Somewhere down that way, anyway.
I've just taken a postcard as well to show Chris what he looks like now, so that would be something nice for him to
have. He wants to change. He's like Doreen Gray.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
Good old Doreen. Whatever happened to Doreen Gray? She was nice, wasn't she? Anyway, we've also had one or two phrases sent in to you, because Dominic has made the acquaintance of Mr. Dickie Dippinson.
All right, who's gone? I'm still here. It's not gone yet. No.
And it's fair to say, Dominic, you've been struggling a bit with some of the phraseology. So one or two of the listeners have sent in phrases for you there. Would you like to perhaps have a go at Anne's off facebook.com/Gordon Swindler Show?
All right, here's the first one. You ready? Hey up, Mara. No idea what that means. And out to gone. Oostergan.
Right, we're going to have to talk about this. We're going to have to get you learned.
I've got it wrong, haven't I?
I'd say, Oostergan.
Oostergan.
You taking the mic?
No, I'm just copying you. Is that right?
No, it's all right. I was just messing with you. No,
Oostergan.
Oostergan.
Gan.
Hey, that's grand.
What does it mean?
It means Oostergan.
It means, how on earth are you, old chap?
Oh, how are you?
Mara is mate. Oostergan, how are you?
Hey, Mara. Hello, mate. Oostergan, how's it going?
And the next thing he's got to say after Oostergan, important bit this, so it's listening,
okay.
Right?
Write this down.
Right, it's got to be Star Reed.
I can't roll my R's, though. Star Reed.
I didn't say to do anything with you. Sorry.
Hang fire. Hold on. Lord Reith, I know he's spinning his grave because I've just had an email to tell me so.
Yeah.
You've got onto BBC Wireless Yam, National Network, and you can't roll your R's. Do they not do Around the Ragged Rocks, the Ragged Rascal
Ran?
I've
never been able to roll my R's, and I'm kind of jealous of people who can. At the bingo last night, oh my goodness, that he was rolling R's all over the place, the bingo call. It was brilliant.
I
can't
local?
Do it, unfortunately.
Was he local?
He was a local. Yeah, he was a Carlisle man.
They just need to spend a bit more time up here, son. No, yeah. It's started because there's three ways of saying that anyway. Basically, he's asking how someone is.
How someone is.
So you've got started.
Started.
Or there's the longer version, which is started.
Istarit.
Oh, you can put on the silent H at the start of it. It's not a silent Jan because you actually have to say it, so it's not actually a silent H at all. And you can hear that with Morecambe to us, so that's Histarit.
Histarit.
And that H, any local word that starts with one of their vowels, you know, the A-E-I-O-U or whatever it is, because I was good at learning, mate, school of Fenton and Yockel.
I think that's evident.
But no, you can stick a silent said H on start at all, come in words, as long as it starts with a vowel. So, for example, is to go on to see Hospreys down at Bassons, what?
Again, pardon? That was just a noise.
That means I've gone bird watching.
Are you going to see the ospreys at Bassenthwaite Lake?
Oh, okay. Yeah. And how do you say that again?
Histogant at sea ospreys down at Bassenthwaite.
That's amazing. I'm not even going to have a go at repeating that because it could go terribly wrong.
No, well, you want to steer clear at the Hospreys. Rowena has been in touch on the text number 81333. Saying, I want to say, I think, Dickie, there's a really good laugh and was could have a new double act like Dickie and Domit Farmyard. Get him hang it, fellas.
Get him hang it.
This lad got him hang it with this back in, what, 1984 or 5? Nee, this is the one with the dancing chickens, if you remember. This is Peter Gabriel and Sledgehammer. Nice to welcome a couple of newcomers to the pub, Dickie Dippinson and Dominic Byrne from Radio 1. And you're sending in your email suggestions of phrases to help you get by while you're up here in Cumbria, Dom. The latest from the Facebook page, facebook.com/GordonSwindlerShow.
Yeah, this is from Caroline H, who says, "Well, thou farmers, av ta git a menget and sort them coo oot wid acoustic divent da." I understand farmers, and that's it in that phrase.
Do you know that's a completely foreign language to me? That as well. I don't think it is a foreign language. It's just the way they're saying it, son. So for all the way over here, no, I haven't got any idea. Somewhat about cows.
I think basically she's saying that farmers need to process or ambulate into a field area to tend to their bovine creatures with a stick.
Oh, right. Okay, fine.
Acoustic. Aye, what he said.
Acoustic.
Aye.
That's why we have, you know, a lot of acoustic acts on here.
That's fascinating, isn't it?
To be honest with you.
Yeah.
Have you met Mavis? No. Not now, love. I'm just a bit busy. Yeah, that's Mavis the cleaner, right. Who I think has got a bit of a twinkle in her eye for you.
Do you?
So when she's had the rest of the operation, I'll send you a contact details.
Oh, do, right? Please. Yeah, that'd be lovely to meet someone called Mavis.
Yeah, Mavis the cleaner. She's a smashing lass.
Mavis the cleaner, of course.
Hell of a good lass.
It's a lovely pub as well, may I say.
I'll tell you what, and you've never seen a woman shear sheep like it.
Oh, she's got a shearing sheep as well.
Dead absolute dead.
Oh, grand. Oh, multitasking. Can she do it while sucking up with the hoover?
I think so, yeah. Because that way, you know, you can just get all the wool in the bag.
That's it. Suck it straight up into the bag and straight down to the market and sell it on, eh?
That's
grand. Make some insulation out of that, you know.
Fair
dues. It's grand.
Des in Pirith has been on to say, "No, then, Dickie, get him a meat, lad. Those when you got them eating out of the palm of your hand there. Let's have the fresh Prince of Shap on Wireless." We're not having the fresh Prince of Shap today, but we are having Dickie's latest, which he's laid down specially for you this morning. The lengths we go to on this show.
BBC Radio Cumbria. The Guide.
It's 20 past one this lunchtime here on BBC Radio Cumbria. Time to tell you what's going on around the parish, and who better to do it than Dominic Byrne.
Thank you, Gordon. In Whitehaven, West Cumbria Fuchsia Society meet every second Wednesday of the month at 7:30 in the evening. That's at Sneckyeat Community Hall, is that correct, in Hensingham. Admission is free and everybody is welcome. In Melmerby, East of Eden Local Interest Group invite you to a talk by Anne Harding about the Archimedean screw. Pardon? Is that right, Gordon?
Screw. Yeah. It's one of them things that they use for getting water out of dry bits.
Well, it sounds good, and it starts at 7:30 in the Village Hall. It's very cheap. Entrance just £3 or £2 for members, and that includes light refreshments. And finally, in Keswick, the Roz Sluman Jazz Quartet perform at the Queen's Hotel. That's from 9 o'clock tonight. Entrance, just £5 on the door.
You see, I'm just getting a bit worried here about...
Why?
I'll be quite frank. I wonder whether the BBC is going to hell on a handcart, because quite clearly, on that Radio 1, you've never played the Lancashire Hot Pots.
No, not as far as I'm aware.
You never talk about the Archimedean screw.
I've never said Archimedean screw.
And let's be honest, ever. It's a big subject in Mellaby.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't talk about no tells.
We've never played the Wurzels, for instance.
And he can't roll his R's either.
The Guide on BBC Radio Cumbria.
More guidance for you coming up here, Dominic, actually, if you want to line yourself a bit of Cumbrian. Earlier on, we were contacted by Charles on the text number 81333 to say, "Where's Robert Bell when you need him?" I can tell you exactly where Robert Bell is.
Do, do,
Do you feel, Dominic, that your higgurance has been alleviated by
those? I personally do feel as though that has happened.
Good. Well done. Well, we've got another couple of testers for you, which people are sending in to the text number 81333. Start your message with the word Cumbria.
Can I just say, sorry to interrupt you, Gordon. This is the most educational hour and a half so far I've possibly ever spent.
Yeah, it's funny because normally it's rubbish.
Really?
Yeah.
No, but it's been really educational. I've enjoyed it and I am still enjoying it.
They should have put a silent H on the start of that you have to say, like, you know, they're silent jams that they said it's a educational.
Sorry, yes, it is. I found it very educational.
It's a proper education.
It is a proper
education. That had got a big red X on paper and a C me at the bottom.
Fern on the wireless, weekday afternoons from 2.
Well, I should imagine being a farmer's.
Zeb's been on the text number saying, as a fellow motorbiker, have you got a motorbike, Dom?
I haven't got a motorbike, no.
Have you got a motorbike, Dickie?
Oh, I've had a couple of them in the past.
That's who he's talking to then. Zeb says, how about a biking tune like Moving Down the Road Like a Streak of Lightning? Well, do you know, funny enough, that's just what I've not got lined up. Will Chasing Cars do instead? This is Snow Patrol. That's Snow Patrol, who presumably were the lads that tracked down that fella that stole the iPod in the snow.
Possibly, yeah, possibly. They played Radio 1's Big Weekend 2 years ago as well, when it was in Swindon.
Swindon, that's a long way south, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Have you been to Swindon?
I have.
Yeah.
Do you know, I once went for a job interview in Swindon.
Right.
With a well-known high street stationer.
Did you?
Yeah, I didn't get the job.
Right, well, that's radio's gain, isn't it?
Well, I'd like to think so.
Yeah.
As shouldn't say so. Oh, by the way, big shout to Dickie, lad. You are superb, from your greatest fan, Alan, age 76 in Keswick.
Oh, cheers, Alan, age 76 in Keswick. I'll have to go for a bit of drink with you sometime, son, if the fancies.
Now, Keswick, right, have you been to the Twa Dogs in Keswick? More significantly, have you, Dominic, been to the Twa Dogs in Keswick?
No, I don't think I've ever been to Keswick.
Right, you want to get yourself there before you go home.
Right.
Because the Twa Dogs in Keswick, as regular listeners will know, boasts above its pool table the last known specimen slain of the Cumbrian boggart, the Boggart vulgaris, which was slain while troubling a female around the back of Latrig in 1947. You want to get yourself there.
Well, it sounds amazing.
Because it is a very, very highly treasured creature,
is
the Cumbrian boggart. While we're trying to educate you in stuff Cumbrian, there's a couple of texts there, which you might like to have a go at there. I'm circling with this pencil here.
Oh, yeah.
Just to let you know that the boggart is real, you know. No, I have been down to Twa Dogs. No, I was a bit...
Get Among It is a good...
don't know what's happening very much. You're talking about
Mr. Dippinson was just telling you about that one of his experiments with sheep dip failed and produced an over-large domestic feline.
Oh, right, who purred like a chainsaw.
Yes.
That's right.
I heard chainsaw.
He's catching on.
Yeah. That's all right, he's getting all right, son.
He's getting Biff has been on facebook.com/Gordon Swindler Show to say, Dom, there's a darts competition tonight at the Robin Hood at Smithfield, 8 o'clock. You're all welcome to come and enter.
Well, fantastic. If we find a curry house sort of in that area, then we can perhaps go and play darts as well.
Funnily enough, I don't think there are many curry houses between Longtown and Brampton.
You might
find one.
Okay, fine.
If you're lucky.
I'll take your word for it.
I've just given you a couple of bits of paper that would come in handy were you to move among
the
good people of Smithfield tonight.
Shall I try this one?
Yeah, I think Albert Clogsparker, regular at texter to this show, has sent you one, hasn't he?
Ister Thrang, I as gay thrang as just head me dinner and as brisson.
Grand. Didn't you get too badly with that, Jan?
Really? I have no idea what it means, obviously.
Just means you're a little bit busy is all.
Yeah.
Right.
Your gaily thrang means you're jolly busy. You've had your dinner and your brisson means you're full to the point of bursting.
Just seen a maralaup, a 5-bar yacht quarters clog onto bar couped reet or liggin in the clart. Now, reet laugh. That's from Andy.
That's grand, that's from... No, it was... What did you say?
Well, basically, that's not even...
Hang fire here. Dominic, what do you think that sentence actually means?
Honestly?
I mean, I don't want to make you appear a fool.
Right, I've just seen...
Honestly?
I've just seen something called a maralaup. Do you know what? I have no clue. There's something about a clog and a bar and ligging in a clart. Generally, I have no idea what I'm doing. I've been up since 4:30 in the morning...
They can tell, son. No, what it is, right, is some fellas try to jump out a gate. I said gate. So around here you can say gate, you can say a yacht, but a 5-yard yacht is a gate with five bars
on
it, see?
Five bars.
Some fellas tried to jump out it, see? Loup his jump, see?
Right.
And what he's done is he's caught foot on it. Right, and he's, and when he says he's calved out, it means he's taken a tumble, right? And now he's lying on the floor, ligging on, ligging in the clart, and the clart's all the muck, see?
So ligging is lying.
Aye, what I'm saying, cut his ligging down in fields.
Right, when you say it like that, it's easy, isn't it?
Oh yes, it's dead easy.
It's always easy. Yeah.
But he's doing all right, son. He's down there, down pretty good, like.
Thanks.
20 to 2 about this time, generally these days, we play one of your seven. The text still coming in thick and fast. Leanne Fricockermuth's been on to send her regards to young Dickie. Becky from Armathat saying, Dom, good work. You're a natural Cumbrian.
Well, do you know what? I take it as a massive compliment because I like Cumbria a lot. Thank you very much. It's very
and
kind.
Cumbria likes you.
Oh, that's very nice.
We've also got another one, Zeb saying, the three of you there, one can read, t'other can write, and the third's there to keep an eye on t'other intellectuals. Thank you. Very good. And we've had several saying Mary, Braggy, or all sorts of folks saying, it's proper good fettle, this. Also, who's this from? Mark in work.
I thought it was amazing.
And, well, and now that you're fluent in Cumbrian, perhaps, I mean, could you just give us a quick translation of that, Dom?
Yeah, sure. What I'll do, I'll email you later on, because I'm too choked up with emotion right now to explain it word for word.
I can see a lot to you. It fetches tea to a glass eye, that song, I reckon.
But I mean, it is just very much one of your days, that, isn't it?
Oh, a typical day, yes. It's all about flaying about on farm, you know. I've got a different idea. I've got gone on about slowing folk down when I was out in tractor, you know. Sticking bales on the back of tractor and getting in front of folk on the road and off them hinders. And, you know, just like normal stuff, like...
Yeah, well, I mean, for instance,
and dykes and,
Braggy's been on, and he wants to know if you closed 7 bar yet this morning.
7 bar yet? No, it's not my yet. I got up to a 6. I've got up to a 6, but no, 7 yarn's not mine. Is it the dusty green? Because, no, that's from the farm just down the road, and we don't talk anymore. No, because he was spraying my sheep with his spray paint. No, that's my sheep. Oh, yeah, that's thanks. But we'll not go into that on the radio, because I'm getting out of me.
We'll get out of me then. Dominic, yes. Aside from this, you've got a real job of work to do.
Yeah.
And this weekend, of course, concerned very much with Jan Gut Weekend.
Yeah, as you call it, we should start calling it on air as well, possibly. On Radio 1. Yeah, the Radio 1 big weekend, obviously. Now we know that the weather's going to be kind of okay as well, which is good, so that sort of helps. I must just say quickly, tomorrow on our show, on the Chris Moyle show, there's a chance to win VIP tickets to the big weekend. You get to stand side of stage during Chris and Tim Westwood's Sound Clash, plus meet the Foo Fighters, which is pretty cool, before they headline. They're headlining
on
the Saturday.
These are the lads that have them custard pies. And throw them at each other, are they?
Yeah. No.
They don't?
No.
What about sausage rolls?
No, the food...
Chicken kidney?
Yeah, the Food Fighters, I'm sure, are brilliant as well, but this is the kind of the Dave Grohl lot and people like that.
Oh, I don't know if I've heard of them.
Monkey Wrench?
No, I've got you out of them. It's grand. It comes in handy on farm.
So, I mean...
That's what you use for knocking nails in, isn't it?
I do, yeah. A farmer's hammer.
Oh, I wouldn't like to take listeners away from Radio Cumbria, obviously, but if you do want to, and if you haven't got tickets yet, and there is a chance to win some tickets, then the Chris Moyle show tomorrow on Radio 1 is the place to do it from 6:30.
I wouldn't worry too much about taking listeners away after this. We're none left, are we? You had a bit of piano-influenced jazz there from the man Dickie Dippinson. Here's a little bit more from the man Ben Folds. I was never cool. Not Dickie Dippinson, but the Ben Folds Five and Happy Underground. I'm Gordon Swindlehurst. With me today on the Gordon Swindlehurst Show, we've got Dickie Dippinson from Dippinson's Dip Emporium and Shap.
All right.
And also we've got from that Radio 1 and the telly, Dominic Byrne. And Andy has sent a text to 81333 saying, yon fella didn't do so bad reading yon text. He needs a little bit of work, but grand.
Thank you very much. That's a massive compliment. Thank you.
You understood that.
Yeah, I did. I did.
Hard at learning.
Well, Dickie has given you some homework, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. I've got I've got words, and apparently it's 1 to 10.
Yeah. What would we use these for classically?
Usually for counting sheep on fellas, eh? And you use a handful of stiens, and you got a yon, tan, tether, a mether, a pimp.
Yeah.
And then you stick a stien in the other pocket for the next sheep.
No, can I just jump in here? Because otherwise, this fella's going to be using the sort of stiens you use for dry stien whaling.
No, it's just little pebbles. So.
Oh, okay, little pebbles.
No, little tiny ones.
So stains are stones.
Stains. It's got a silent Y in it that you have to say.
Stain.
Right. And every time you get a stain in your pocket on the left, I use left pocket, you can use whatever
pocket. Use whichever one you want.
You can use your back pocket, top pocket, whichever one you like. Yeah. But, right, every time you've got a stain in that pocket there, it means you've got a half a dozen shape.
Right, does it?
And this is how you count them. Go on then.
You ready? Yan, Tian, Tetherer, Metherer, Pimp, Setherer, Leatherer, Moverer, Doverer, Dick.
Hoverer, Doverer, Dick.
Oh, Hoverer.
It's because of my terrible writing.
Oh,
got, my fingers are so huge from working on the farm for my entire life. I'm like a big handful of Cranston sausages, and I just can't get hold of a pencil at all. I was small, like, you know what I mean? So I think my writing's probably let you down there.
15, Bumfit. That's my favourite one.
That's grand, isn't it?
Yeah, I like that.
And what's 20, can you remember?
Gigot. Is that right?
He's good. He's learning quick,
well,
isn't
you
he?
See, the thing is, this is why these lads get these jobs on Big Sister network stations, you know, because they're hellish bright.
Like. No, he's all right. Still can't roll his eyes, though.
In fairness, no, yeah, you can see the intellect shining out.
I know.
Literally.
I can see someone shining out.
Dom, it's been a pleasure having you on today.
Gordon, seriously, thank you very much indeed. I really enjoyed it. I do have a bit of a thing about BBC local radio, and this has been a pleasure for me, seriously. Thank you very much.
And this is local because it's round here.
Well, it is. It's local, absolutely, yeah. As you say.
Couldn't get more local than that. I mean,
unless you walked over there.
Yeah.
Then it's local to over there, isn't it?
I suppose so,
and
yeah.
If I'm honest, I was a little bit scared of Dickie to start with, but I think we've bonded and, you know, I could even stay in contact with you. I don't know how you communicate with people, whether it's... I doubt you have a mobile phone, do you?
Well, we tend to use smoke signals and stuff at home.
Okay,
my mobile phone's down there with the big dial on the front, you know, that you kind of spin it around and go, but I can never get a signal on it out the house.
Yeah.
And it's got that big old trailing cable. But you get free phone calls if you go into the pub or whatever. You just find down there sockets and wall and stick it plugged in and you get the signal in. It's grand.
Well, that's lovely. Perhaps we will do smoke signals there. Might
yeah,
be
it'd be grand. Yeah,
or maybe even check out your man Dickie Dippinson on Facebook or YouTube, where he is at something of a phenomenon. Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure having you in the studio.
Thank you very much.
Hopefully one day we all may recover. Kev's up next after travel.